This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. We were talking about the ayat of Surah Al-Isra, 17 and 18, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those who choose the dunya instead of the akhirah. And we looked at what it means and why that is a bad choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in the next two ayat of Surah Al-Isra, وَكُلَّنْ نُمِدُّ هَا أُولَاءِ وَهَا أُولَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا انظر كيف فضلنا بعدهم على بعد وَلَا آخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to each of these, as well as those, ha'ulai wa ha'ula, which is people who are obedient and people who are disobedient, we bestow from the bounties of your Rabb. And the bounties of your Rabb are not close to anyone. See how we prefer one above another in this world, and verily the hereafter will be greater in degrees and greater in preference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayah that as far as the dunya is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to everyone. Allah does not give the dunya only to the pious people and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the dunya to everyone. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and we will see in the ayat of the Quran, which I will bring before you later on, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not just gives the dunya to disobedient people, but He actually gives a lot of dunya to them. And this is one of the signs of the punishment of Allah. It's not something to be happy about. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if this dunya had any value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not give anything of it to the people who are kufar, the people who deny Allah. They would get absolutely nothing. If the dunya had any value for Allah, Allah would not give the dunya to anyone other than those who were obedient to Him. But the dunya has no value for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, when we look at the issue of sunnatullah and khudratullah, we will see what this means and why, when we say dunya has no value, what it means. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dunya, and this dunya is there for everybody. And in the dunya also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given some more. فَضَّلْنَا بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْدَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have given somebody, some people more wealth and more power and more authority and so on, and some people we have given less. So that's part of this dunya. But the akhirah, الْآخِرَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The akhirah is for the muttaqoon. The akhirah is for the people who believe. And there, the differentiation will be much more. And that is where in one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that a person will be sitting in Jannah on his throne, and he will feel a gust of breeze, beautiful perfumed breeze, which he had not felt before. So he will ask the people, he will ask the khuddam, the servants that will be around him, he will say, where is this breeze coming from? And they will say, this breeze is coming from the level of Jannah above yours. So this man will say that, oh, that means that person who's got this level of Jannah above mine must have done some amazing things, some huge good deeds. They will say no. So he said, how is it that he got a level of Jannah above me? He said, because he said Subhanallah once more than you did. Because he said Subhanallah one time more than you did. And for saying Subhanallah one time more, he gets a level of Jannah above the level of Jannah of these. Both of them are in Jannah, Alhamdulillah. And the least daraja of Jannah is equal to this earth and all that it contains multiplied by 10. 10 times this earth and all that it contains. This is the least, the most minimum level of Jannah which the last person who is taken out of the hellfire will be given. So the person who is already in the hellfire, and he will remain in the hellfire and for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, and there's a whole hadith which is related to that, inshallah, we'll talk about that some other time. But That is the level that that person will get, the lowest level in Jannah, which is 10 times the size and value and beauty and everything else of this earth and all that it contains. One saying subhanallah once more, because one time more, because this is the adl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a person in this world who he had given a lot of wealth to. And as I say over and over again, may Allah have mercy on us, but we don't learn lessons. And that's why the same things are repeated. Qarun was a person from the people of Musa alayhi salam. He was not among the Qibtiyin, he was not an Egyptian. He was not from the Qibtiyin, he was from the Bani Israel, but he was a very wealthy man. He was very close to the Pharaoh of Egypt and he was very wealthy. Now, the time of Musa alayhi salam is roughly 5,000 years ago, because we are now to 2011, so that's 2,000 years of Isa alayhi salam, and then we have maybe 2,000 to 3,000 years before that, Allah knows best. So we're talking about 4,000 to 5,000 years ago. If you read the story of Qarun, the ayat related to Qarun, I'm going to show them to you just now. If you see these ayat and if you see what was happening at that time, and if we did not have the name of Qarun there, and if you put the name of somebody else, then you could say that these ayat relate to what is happening in our city today. Not even in the world, I'm saying even in our own city, exactly the same things. And may Allah have mercy on us if we don't learn, if we do the same old stupid thing again and again, then how does it benefit anybody? So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying about Qarun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim wa ataynahu min al-kunuzi ma inna mafatihahu latanu'u bil-usbati ulil quwwa. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Verily Qarun was of Musa alayhi salam's people, but he behaved arrogantly towards them. And we gave him, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ. Allah said, we gave him of the treasures, that of which the keys would have been a burden to a body of strong men. So imagine the quantity of the treasure itself. The treasure houses of Qarun, the keys to the treasure houses of Qarun, it took a whole group of strong men to lift the keys. So imagine what is the actual quantity of those treasures. So what did Qarun do? Qarun was arrogant. And he rejoiced about all of this in an arrogant manner. And he rejoiced about all of this in a haram manner. So his people, some of those people who were among the knowledgeable people, they said to him, do not rejoice in this way. Verily Allah does not like people who rejoice with ungratefulness. And they said, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And they said to him, they advised him, and they said, do not behave with arrogance, do not rejoice in ways which are haram. Do not call Sonu Nigam for a song session for your daughter's wedding and pay 50 lakhs. Do not have a sangeet ceremony in your daughter's wedding because now that is the latest fashion. Eh? Rejoicing, but rejoicing in ways which are haram, which are not permitted. So they're saying to him, they said, do not do this. Do not seek wealth, do not seek with that wealth which Allah has bestowed on you. He said, seek with that wealth. But seek, instead of doing these things, but seek with that wealth which Allah has bestowed on you, the home of the hereafter. And do not forget your portion of legal enjoyment. There's nothing wrong. We in Islam, it does not say that you must always live in a state of fear and depression. No. By all means, be happy, enjoy, rejoice, but do it in ways which are permitted. Do it in ways which are halal. So do not forget your portion of legal enjoyment in this world and do good as Allah has been good to you. And do not seek to do mischief in the land. Verily, Allah does not like the mufsidun, the people who create fasad, the people who create fasad, who commit crimes and sins. So what did Qarun say? So he said, Qala, innama utituhu ala ilmin indi. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً. So Qalun said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He says, this has been given to me because of my knowledge. I am a self-made man. Have you heard this term? I'm a self-made man. مَنْ كَرَا صَحَبْ. मेरे बाप फकीर थे, उनके पास क्या था? मैं करा, जो भी है मेरा है, मैं मेहनत करा, मेरी अक्ल है, माय डील्स, आई वर्क्ड हार्ड, माय फादर हैड नथिंग, ही लेफ्ट मी नथिंग, आई बिल्ट ऑल ऑफ दिस इज माइन, ऑल ऑफ दिस इज व्हाट, ऑल ऑफ दिस इज वन स्मॉल पीस ऑन द प्लैनेट अर्थ विच इज लेस देन वन ग्रेन ऑफ सैंड ऑन अ बीच एज फार एज दिस गैलेक्सी इज कंसर्न. फॉरगेट अबाउट द होल ऑफ क्रिएशन. ला हौल वला कुव्वता इल्ला बिल्लाह. अरोगेंस हैज नो बाउंड्स. इट्स लाइक द डंग बीटल. हैव यू एवर सीन अ डंग बीटल? इफ यू विल गो इन द वाइल्ड, स्पेंड टाइम इन द फॉरेस्ट. A dung beetle collects dung. He makes a big ball of dung. And then he walks backwards and rolls it into his burrow, into his place where he stores it, and he eats this dung. It's like one dung beetle having a conversation with another dung beetle and saying, you know, my ball of dung is bigger than your ball of dung. It's still dung. It's still dung. So what if your ball of dung is bigger than my ball of dung? La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah, I tell you, if you understand the Quran, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give you and me basira to see the reality of this world. To see the reality of this world. And we laugh at those people who think they have gloating on the amount of dung that they have collected. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah, imagine, eh? We have the Salarjung Museum in this city. People go and see the Salarjung Museum. What must you do when you go to Salarjung Museum? Ibrat, Ibrat. Learn lessons of how not to use wealth. Collection of one man. For what? So that he can give hisab for every single piece that is there. While others steal it and enjoy it and they use it as a museum and so on and so forth. Ask Salarjung today. If you can talk to Salarjung, ask him today, what is the value of that collection? May Allah give us sense. When will we learn? When will we learn? We tell people, don't rejoice in ways which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Don't rejoice in ways which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. What do they tell you? साहब, हमारी भी तो कोई हैसियत है, हम अपनी हैसियत के मुताबिक काम करें. बेटी की शादी करते फलकनुमा पैलेस में, 1 करोड़ रुपए दे रहे किराया एक दिन का. हाँ, थोड़े लोगों की आंखें खुल गई, नहीं मालूम था ये 1 करोड़ है किराया एक दिन का. बोले तो क्या करते साहब, हमारी हैसियत, अल्लाह हैसियत दिया, हम हैसियत के मुताबिक कर रहे. मैं बोला, तुम्हारी हैसियत अल्लाह के नबी की हैसियत से बढ़ गई थी? है? तुम्हारी हैसियत अल्लाह के नबी की हैसियत से बड़ी है? अल्लाह के नबी अपनी बेटी की शादी नहीं कर रहे फलकनुमा पैलेस में. योर स्टेटस इज हायर देन द स्टेटस ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. ही डिड नॉट डू हिज द वेडिंग ऑफ हिज डॉटर इन प्लेसेस लाइक दैट. व्हाई? बिकॉज वाज ही अ फकीर? वाज ही हेल्पलेस? ही कुड नॉट डू इट? Or was he somebody, if he had wished, he had made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, send me malaika. Send me Malaika, it is the wedding of Fatima. Allah light up the trees. Make the streets of Medina paved with gold. Make the hills around Medina of gold and silver and let them shine in the dark. Send me Malaika that they will walk in procession before my daughter, in front and behind. Eh? He could not have made this dua. And if he had made this dua, his Rabb would not have given him. Tumhari haisiyat hai. Subhanallah. Is this not behavior of Qarun? Tell me. The reason I'm saying this is because the same old stupid behavior continues after thousands of years. Is this not the behavior of Qarun? Where you insist on celebrating in ways which are haram. And the only reason you do that is because Allah gave you some money. That's the only reason. If Allah had made you a beggar with a bowl in his hand, the beggar also has a daughter. That daughter's wedding would not be in Jamahalla Palace and it would not be in Falaknuma Palace. Just because Allah gave you some money, this is how you use the money. For your daughter's wedding, your son's wedding. And when somebody tells you, don't do this, it is haram. Instead, I am not even saying give it in charity. Give it to your own daughter. Give it to your own son. Wo 1 crore rupees apni beti ko de do bhai. Khairat bhi mat karo. Utte aapke aap se utte badi tawakkul kaun rakhega? Give it to your own children. Nahi nahi, wah, hamari shaan, hamari haisiyat. Hamari shaadi mein inhe aana, unhe aana, chief minister must come, this minister must come, that minister must come. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is not Qarun behavior. And see what happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so what did Qarun say? He said exactly the same thing. Meri haisiyat hai. He said, my status, my position, I'm a self-made man. It's my wealth. I got it, so I flaunt it. Eh? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Allah is asking a question. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةِ وَأَكْسَرُ جَمْعَةِ وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Allah says, so he said, Qarun replied, this has been given to me only because of the knowledge that I possess. So Allah is asking a question. Did he not know that Allah destroyed before him generations, men who were stronger than him and who had greater amount of riches? But the mujrimun, the criminals, will not be questioned about their sins because Allah knows them and they will be punished without account. How many times have I told you that hisab is only for the halal? There is no hisab for haram. Haram is haram. Haram is straight in the hellfire. There's not even hisab for the haram. And that is why when we go and look at monuments and things, think about that. We went to see the, and that's why when you spend time with ulama, when Maulana Salman Sahib was here, he wanted to see some things of Hyderabad. So we took him, Asif Bhai and myself, we took him to see the Qutub Shahi tombs. So after he saw one or two of them, he said, let's go. Because it was also getting time for Salatul Zohar, so he said, let's go. We were explaining to him, Asif was explaining to him the architectural elements of the tombs and so on. So thodi der sunke, then he said, let's go. Then he said, tell us something about this kingdom. The Qutub Shahi Golconda kingdom. You know, Tavernier, the French traveler, has written about Hyderabad at those days. The Qutub Shahi Hyderabad. He said, I've traveled all over the world. He said, I've never seen a city which had so much wealth and so much splendor. He said, it's a city of palaces. He said, if you walk on the street, you do not see the sun. The streets are shaded by so many trees. He said that in Golconda there were carpets, silk Persian carpets. If you walked on the carpet, your foot would sink in the carpet to the level of your ankle. Silk carpets. Golconda had mines in what is now Krishna district. In the bazaar of Golconda, uncut diamonds were sold in heaps by weight. Diamond merchant. They didn't sell them one by one carat. No. They sold diamonds like you sell grain. Tol ke. 1 kilo hire hona, 2 kilo hire hona, 10 kilo hire hona. Uncut diamonds were sold by weight like you sell grain. When Aurangzeb came here for the first time and laid siege, because the Mir Jumla, who was the prime minister of the king of Golconda, was a thief and he was stealing from the king. So the king kept his family as hostage. So Mir Jumla ran away and he went to Shah Jahan and presented him with Kohinoor. So Shah Jahan sent Aurangzeb to release the family of Mir Jumla. So Aurangzeb was in his 20s. So Aurangzeb came and laid siege to Golconda, and he camped in a particular place, and I'll tell you the name of that place in a minute. And there was no actual war. The queen mother, she was the queen mother, she was the daughter, she was a princess in three ways, Hayat Bakshi Begum. She came out, and there's a whole narration of the splendor of Hayat Bakshi Begum's caravan, which came out of Golconda to meet the young prince, Mughal prince, who was laying siege to the fort. So Hayat Bakshi Begum came, and she was much older than Aurangzeb, obviously. Aurangzeb was in his 20s, and Hayat Bakshi Begum was older than his mother. And they did a deal, and she asked him, how much money do you want to go back? So later on, Aurangzeb says this himself. Aurangzeb said, I thought of asking for 3 lakh rupees. But Aurangzeb was smart. So Aurangzeb asked him, how much can you give? Hayat Bakshi Begum gave Aurangzeb 3 crore gold coins. Not rupees. 3 crore. 30 million gold coins. They had to be taken in carts. Why am I telling you all the greatness and splendor of Golconda? Because if you think that you hire Falaknuma Palace for one night and you are a big man, what about those whose traders used to sell diamonds by weight? Bazaar mein. What about them? You think you have money? So the benefit of spending time with ulama is Salman Sahib said, let's go. And then he asked, he told me, he said, Yaar Sahib, ye kidhar gaye sab? He said, ye sab kidhar gaye? Iski ye shaan thi, uski wo shaan thi. Uske paas heere the, uske paas sona tha, uske paas kalin tha. Kidhar gaye? Kahan gaye sab? Subhanallah. Eh? Where have they gone? Where have they gone? Somebody asked, there was a mushaira immediately after police action. And there was a shayar there who took the prize by saying only one share. And it's one of those ashar which cannot be translated. So those of you who don't know Urdu, go learn Urdu. And his share was, kaise kaise aise vaise ho gaye, aur aise aise vaise kaise kaise ho gaye. Bas. How do you try? There's no translation for this. Just Urdu aati wo bada leta uska. Bole kaise kaise aise vaise ho gaye, aur aise vaise kaise kaise ho gaye. Think about that. This is the benefit of reading history, is that it gives you perspective. so that you can then take the right decisions in your life. Point I'm making here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the story of Karun not for entertainment, not so that we can have some more stories to tell, but so we learn from that and at least we don't repeat those mistakes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying very clearly that Karun said, all I have is because of what I did and my own cleverness and my knowledge and the deals I made and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, does he not know that there were those who had much more than him, but who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed because they were disobedient? So today when we make these statements about our haysiyat and so forth, we must think about that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but the mujrimoon will not even be questioned about their jurm, because Allah knows already what it is, and they will go into the hellfire without even hisab. And then what did Karun do? Karun did what again? Same things. You don't buy a car because you need transportation. You buy a car because you want to show the world who you are. You don't buy a watch to tell the time. You buy a watch to tell the world. Huh? So what did Karun do? فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. So he went forth before his people in his pomp and splendor. And those who were desirous of the life of the world, they said, ah, we wish Allah had given us what he has given Qarun. And verily, he is the owner of a great fortune. Right? وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون. But those who had been given knowledge, the ulama, the people who had the knowledge of religion, they said, woe to you. Don't talk like this. Don't say, I wish I had what Karun has. Woe to you. Sawab that Allah gives, the reward of Allah in the hereafter is better for those who believe and do righteous deeds. And this none will attain except those who are patient in following the truth. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what happened to Karun. فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضَ فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِيَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. Allah said, so we caused the earth to swallow him and his palace. We caused the earth to swallow him and his palace. I was in Florida and we went to visit somebody, and in this nice, very beautiful colony, there was one plot of land where there was a huge hole, huge pit. And it didn't look like a man-made pit, because you know a man-made pit will have some straight lines or whatever. But it just looked like, so I said, what's this? This is just, they are sinkholes. So what's a sinkhole? So a sinkhole is something where the earth suddenly collapses and it swallows entire buildings. Anything. A sinkhole can appear just like that. It just goes, boom, gone inside. And everything on top is gone in the earth. But the people who do not understand the why and the how, the people who get stuck with the how, you ask them, what is this? They say, this is a sinkhole. You said, why does it happen? They say, because the earth collapsed. So, alright, so how did it happen? Because the earth collapsed. So, excuse me, either you don't know English or I don't know English. I'm asking you two separate questions. I'm asking you two different questions. Say, how did it happen? The earth collapsed. Alright, fantastic. Maybe there was a stream of water underneath, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Fine. How? So, we are talking about the method. Yes? How did it happen? The earth collapsed. Very nice. Why did it happen? The earth collapsed. Sorry, I don't accept that. I do not accept that. Because how can the answer be the same to how and why? How means the method. Why is the reason? The method and the reason cannot be the same. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى وصحبه اجمعين.